Right on. Time for our pre-show here at the Phil Henry Show on this week, 9/19. What's going on now? There's all kinds of shit. As I mentioned to you, subscribers only, we had a great meeting last week, and we're looking at some huge, you know, upswing on the website, meaning we're looking at another redesign, which is, you know, you should do it every few years, but this is going to be, what we have in mind anyway is going to be a monster. Okay. What's happening, man?
Now that I've grown up and my woman, she.
Eagles, Bears. God damn. Ordinarily, an Eagles-Bears game I could give a fuck about, but that one might be good. Although, I don't know. I don't really know. I'm not paying attention to pro football this year. I'm paying attention to English League soccer. This is how my life has changed. You know, they say, don't be so goddamn rigid in life that you're always you stay the same, right? And I got interested in watching English League soccer when it became available on American TV here. We went last night to see George Christie speak. He gave a fantastic talk, stories from his life. George Christie, the former chapter president, Ventura chapter president of the Hells Angels, had a series on History Channel, American Outlaw, that he hosted. It's primarily about his time in the Hells Angels, and this is his book, Exile on Front Street. I recommend you get it because it's very well written. It has George's life growing up in Ventura, his time as a surfer, and it's interesting, he says the first outlaw culture that he ever encountered was being a surfer, and then joining the Hells Angels in Los Angeles and eventually bringing part of that chapter to Ventura. And all that meant, running with the torch, you know, during the Olympic marathon, you know, they bring the torch to the city. George ran with the torch through Ventura, visiting Europe, cooling out all kinds of shit between the Hells Angels and other clubs. And then eventually his decision to walk away from the club and what that meant. So if it looks like I'm promoting the book, I am, because it's... I'm big on history, and this is American history that you're not going to get in school. So we saw him last. That was great. What else, man, are we talking about with him? Not with him, but why? Let me ask a better question here. Why am I not seeing my... Okay, we got a little bit of a problem here. Oh, there we go. Okay. I would like to get rid of the... what I'm doing here is... mucking around here with the picture size and during the movie of the week or our Saturday cinema, we lost the we had that maddening blue bar there, and I wasn't able to. I think I understand. Do 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 do. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I should have a thing that says Phil will be right back here. I tried so hard to get my way. How do I, no, wrong. Ain't it peculiar, honey? Oh, okay. Let's see. Ah, fuck. Goddamn motherfucker. I'm gonna clean that up with the sleeve of my shirt. Because that's the kind of guy I am.
Hey.
No, I don't know if that's gonna do it or not.
What the hell, man?
Why didn't that goddamn...
Now that I've grown up, understand.
No, I don't know. You got me. All right, I'll be right back. Oh, 2-0 Crystal Palace. Are you bullshit me in 20 fucking minutes? What did I miss here? Oh, fuck. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Wrong, motherfucker. Okay. This menu is real slow in loading. I'm wondering what happened here. Or what is happening here.
Now that I've grown up, everyone's singing this song.
All right, so that's that. That's iTunes. We have.
Test. Oh, well, it's great. Well, it's great, Phil. Yeah, it's wonderful, Phil. It's the kind of thing. I think baseball is important to all of us, Phil. I think it gives us a sense of being who we want to be, who we are, and what we are. Well, I think baseball is superior to football in a lot of ways. I don't think you can I think baseball is superior to football in a lot of ways. You know, I don't think you can in a lot of ways. You know, I don't think you in a lot of ways, a lot of ways, a lot of ways, a lot of ways. Lot of ways. I don't know. I just think baseball is superior to football.
Well, Phil, I think we all know that baseball is superior to football. Los Angeles Dodger baseball is on the air. I've gotten a little tired of the Dodgers dominating things. I put a lot. Yes, I did get season tickets. I drive up every week for this.
And my woman is gone. Let's
see here, man. Let me see. What are the Rams playing tonight? Third quarter, 9-3. Oh, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 9-3 Rams over Seahawks. Jesus Christ. I don't want this shit. I'm not looking for this. Get out of here. I want the Ram. Why is it I've got the... I guess this is it here, right? Look at the sunshine out in L.A., man. Rams are wearing their old L.A. Ram home home blue and gold. I see some empty seats, you motherfuckers. Nice. What is this? Rawhide. Look at this. My video viewing. No smoking. Laurel and Hardy busybodies. Our wife. Christ, what is that? What is this? The Radio Priest American Experience. I had season tickets, as you guys well know, during the 80s, and I was talking to my friend Don today on the phone. I said, you know, I must be a different man. Today, if I was to do what I did in the 80s, which was go down, grab a hold of, you know, the Swede and Dan Jr. and whoever else we invited for that particular weekend's games and pour into my Blazer or into somebody's car, generally it was my Blazer, and drive down to Anaheim and put on a little portable TV we had and maybe barbecue something and start in with the beer drinking right off the bat and head on into the stadium and, you know, generally get rowdy. And then after the game, go up to some bar in Anaheim or head on back to Pasadena to the, Pinnacle Peaks or any bar, you know, like Northwoods Inn or someplace where we would hang out afterwards and continue with the drinking. That's not me anymore. You know, forget it, man. I'm not a guy in my 30s anymore. I'll look like a clown trying to sort of recreate that world. Although, why? You know, maybe that's what you need not lose track of in your life, you know, continue with those fun times. But we were talking. I said, shit, I'd just as soon watch it on fucking television, man. You know? Unless I had like a luxury box, that would be killer. Okay. So the Rams are 1-1. It really is funny how, you know, the Rams won't be at the Coliseum for more than just a couple of seasons. I don't know when they're breaking ground on their new stadium there in Inglewood, but I would imagine it'd have to be pretty fast for them to have a, did they say 2019? Yeah, so there's three seasons at the Coliseum.
I've grown up. Now that I've grown up, and my woman is gone. Now that I'm a man, I think I understand why everyone's singing this song. They just go,
Come on, bitch. Come on, bitch. DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. Players who finished 800th in week one. 800th in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. Are you ready for that? This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players that you want. Just pick the contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries. What am I doing here, man? I'm doing the sounder. No, that's sound effects. Phil Hendry Show News Break. And this is
Harvey Wireman from the Phil Hendry Show News Center. Well, President Blumenheuer, President Obama today announced that there would be a rendering of the gift to give.
Can't you hear me now?
Here, man. Mm-hmm. Hotter than hell, man. Hotter than fucking hell.
Now that I've grown up and my woman, now that I'm a man.
Appears to have come from. All right, man. Ready to go. Very short pre-show today.
I apologize.
Hey, what in the fuck? What is this, man? How the hell did this get flipped around? What? I don't understand this shit, you fucking prick. What the fuck is going on here, man? Oh, man, this is really starting to piss me off now. I know what's going on here. This is all about play next. Well, how the fuck do I get... Deja vu, carry on. Okay, cool. That's all you need to do. You don't have to do shit, Phil. How much time we got here? Fuck. All right. But it goes like, I said I was a... Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You ready?
I think we are. You know.
At drafting. You know, if you came in the top 800 this past weekend in week one's biggest fantasy football contest, well, actually, week one's, let's do it again.